Ever feel like you're constantly bombarded by demands? Like your to-do list is a mile long and you're running on fumes just trying to keep up? Welcome to the show, folks. I'm Jake Carter, your host here at Tap Out of Overstimulation. We're diving deep into mental wellness today because, let's be honest, in this crazy world we live in, it's more important than ever to prioritize our well-being. Now, you might be thinking, Jake, another podcast about mental health? Haven't we heard it all before? Well, not quite. Today, we're focusing on a powerful tool that often gets overlooked, self-compassion. Think of it like this. Imagine your best friend is going through a tough time. What do you say to them? Probably something kind and understanding, right? You wouldn't pile on pressure or criticize their struggles. So why, oh why, do we treat ourselves so differently? That's where self-compassion comes in. Self-compassion is about treating ourselves with the same kindness, understanding, and care that we would offer a loved one. It's recognizing our shared humanity, acknowledging that everyone struggles sometimes, and extending ourselves grace instead of judgment. Here are 5 key takeaways to help you tap into the power of self-compassion. First off, ditch the inner critic. We all have that voice in our head, the one that constantly judges our every move, highlighting our flaws and mistakes. But guess what? That voice isn't always right. Learn to recognize when it's being harsh and unreasonable. Challenge those negative thoughts with evidence and kindness. Imagine you're talking to a friend going through the same thing. Would you be so critical? Probably not. Secondly, practice mindfulness. This means paying attention to the present moment without judgment. It's about noticing your thoughts, feelings, and sensations without getting swept away by them. When things get overwhelming, take a few deep breaths and focus on your senses. What do you see, hear, smell, taste? This can help ground you and create a sense of calm. Thirdly, cultivate self-care. This isn't about indulging in bubble baths and face masks, though those are nice. Self-care is about making conscious choices that nourish your mind, body, and soul. It could be anything from taking a walk in nature to reading a good book to spending time with loved ones. Make time for things that bring you joy and recharge your batteries. Next up, set realistic expectations. We live in a society that constantly pushes us to do more, achieve more, be more. But remember, it's okay to say no and prioritize your well-being. Don't strive for perfection, aim for progress instead. Celebrate your accomplishments, big and small, and remember that setbacks are part of the journey. Finally, seek support when you need it. You don't have to go through this alone. Talk to a trusted friend or family member, join a support group, or seek professional help if needed. There's no shame in reaching out for support. It takes strength and courage to ask for help. Let me paint you a picture. Imagine Sarah, a bright and talented young woman juggling a demanding job, family commitments, and social life. She's constantly on the go, pushing herself to excel in everything she does. But behind that smile, she's feeling overwhelmed, burnt out, and struggling with anxiety. Her inner critic is relentless, telling her she's not doing enough, comparing her to others, and fueling her self-doubt. Sound familiar? This could be you or someone you know. Sarah needs a dose of self-compassion. She needs to remind herself that it's okay to slow down, take breaks, and prioritize her well-being. She needs to learn to celebrate her accomplishments, forgive herself for mistakes, and practice kindness towards herself. Remember, folks, tapping out of overstimulation isn't just about managing stress. It's about cultivating a deeper sense of self-love and acceptance. When you treat yourself with compassion, you unlock your resilience, build inner strength, and create space for joy and fulfillment. So, let's make this commitment together, to ourselves and each other, to practice self-compassion every day. It might feel awkward at first, but trust me, the benefits are worth it. You deserve to be kind to yourself, just as you would be kind to a dear friend. Take action today. Start by acknowledging your struggles without judgment. Write down 3 things you're grateful for and 5 positive qualities about yourself. Share this episode with someone who could benefit from a dose of self-compassion and join the conversation on social media. Remember, you are not alone in this journey. Keep tuning in for more insights and strategies to help you tap out of overstimulation and live your best life. Until next time, take care of yourselves, folks.
This podcast is powered by AI to bring you daily affirmations and positive vibes. If you're enjoying it, please rate and review to support the show.